Well, I think the most interesting message from this new release is this large number of children out of school. That really shows the immensity of the challenge of this new goal, because previously, for 2015, the goal used to be universal primary education. And now the goal is universal primary and secondary education. When we only talked about children of primary school age out of school, there were 61 million. Now we have this new number, which means everyone of primary and secondary age should be in school. But we have a total number of 263 million out-of-school children and youth that are supposed to be in school by 2030. That, for me, is the most startling message, how many children there are out of school and what this means for policymakers.
And can we perhaps go back to the primary education, because that's where it all begins, isn't it? You've found some startling regional findings, and perhaps unsurprisingly, the gender gap is huge, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, where I think most girls, the highest number, the highest volume of girls are not going to school or are out of school, but then also in Southern Asia.
So what we find is that there, in both of these regions, there are more girls out of school than boys, and also more girls than boys are likely to never go to school. So if you look at sub-Saharan Africa, for example, we find that of those 61 million, 40% will probably never set foot in a classroom. Whereas, for example, 20% have dropped out in the past and another 40% will enter school late.
We also see that armed conflict poses a serious barrier to education. How are you going to address the problems?
Conflict is one of the main reasons why children are out of school. More than one-third of all out-of-school children of primary age that are out of school worldwide live in areas affected by armed conflict. So without stopping up conflict, there's really nothing we can do to reach this global goal of having everyone go to primary and secondary school by 2030.
But you do have policy recommendations, don't you, to get more youngsters and children into school, but you reckon that's going to cost you about $40 billion every year between now and 2030?
Well, there are certain interventions that we can think of, right? I mean, we look at this number of children out of school, it's a huge number, but there are certain steps that we can take. One is just looking at the goal of having universal primary and secondary education. We see that in many countries, secondary compensation or upper secondary education is not compulsory yet.
Right, so make that law, make it an obligation.
Yes, because in fact, UN member states, when they adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, they committed themselves to reaching this goal. That starts with making all levels of primary and secondary education compulsory, which is currently not the case in many countries of sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Asia.
But that presumably is going to have a requirement for legislation on things like child labour.
Well, that is correct. Legislation itself is not the answer. I mentioned earlier that many children who are out of school are those affected by armed conflict. Our statistics also show that many out of school are those that come from poor households and that may not be able to continue their education because they have to work to contribute financially to their household. So there must be also interventions that try to address this particular problem, for example, by giving cash transfers to households so that they are not obliged to send their children to work and that they can go to school instead.
But are we generally on track to meet Sustainable Development Goal 4 and particularly 4.5, achieving global access to all levels of education by 2030, in your opinion?
It's a bit early to answer that question because we have 15 years ahead of us. I believe it is certainly a goal that could be reached if the right interventions are taken and if the necessary financial resources are made available. However, past experience tells us that we cannot simply do the same as what we have done between 2000 and 2015 when we tried to reach the goal of universal primary education, which was not reached, and which was in fact not reached by far. So I hope that certain lessons will be drawn from the past 15 years and that those will be applied to the next 15 years.